now, the life of Mary Suthers. Somewhere within the flaming ruins of state prison, Mary's husband, Max Sanders, is trapped. And Mary, refusing to admit that terrible possibility that he may be beyond all help, has gone into the prison yard. The warden explained that Max Sanders and his pal, Cheney, were transferred to C Block several hours before the fire started. The warden says that Max and Cheney have been causing trouble. Could he be insinuating that they may have started the fire? The flames sweep hungrily through C Block, beating back the fireman's attempts to get a hose through to the doomed cell block. Every minute counts, for a truck loaded with gasoline stands but a few feet from the raging fire. If that truck catches fire, a terrific explosion may rock the entire prison. When Mary hears this horrible news, she breaks away from Dr. Benson's grasp and runs toward the flaming cell block. Dr. John Benson runs after Mary, calling her name over and over. Heedless of his voice, he plunges on toward the seething mass of flames.
Mary! Mary! Mary, come back! Mary, wait! Wait, Mary! Stop, I tell you!
Mary!
Oh, Mary! Mary, I got you just in time.
Let me go, John. Let me go.
Mary, get back here. Look out, that beam!
I don't care, I've got to find Max. Max!
Mary, that beam will fall any second if it burns alive.
I don't care, Max is in there. I got to find him, don't you understand?
Mary, I have to do this!
John.
Forgive me, Mary. I had to do it. It was the only way. Come on. We must get out of this. Out of danger. Here. Put your arms around my neck. Yeah. I'll carry you.
Here he comes now. He's got us.
Thank heavens you made it, Dr. Benson.
She's fainted, Tracy.
I'll carry her back to the hospital.
No. I'll carry her, Tracy. Get the panic solution ready. Can't take chances. Those sparks are on her arm.
Watch out you don't stumble over that hose line.
This way, Dr. Benson. Right through here. Right. Now, Dr. Benson, up the short flight of steps. Take it easy now.
Here, I'll open the door. Don't let that shoulder touch your coat, Warden. Put her here on this army cot.
Thank heaven I got her back in time.
Now, let me see the arm.
Is it a major burn, Dr. Tracy?
No, just surface. That heavy woolen dress protected her. Doesn't catch fire easily.
Dr. Benson, I shall speak to the governor. You deserve a medal.
Don't talk like a fool, man. We've got to see if this woman is taken care of immediately.
Saline ointment will fix this up very nicely. Now, what happened, Dr. Benson? We couldn't see you beyond the turn in the wall. Did she fall on the pavement?
It was a stair, so I slapped her pretty hard, I guess. But she fainted, and I carried her back.
Good work, Dr. Benson. We'll bring her around in a minute or so.
He smacks this woman in the face, and you call it good work?
Use your brains, man. What are you expecting to do with a hysterical woman? Get back to the fire. Go on now.
Well, you've got your nerve ordering me around. I'll see the governor.
Fine specimen of manly intelligence, your warden.
Solid ivory, that chap. Takes 6 months to get him used to a new idea. I'm still trying to convince him that to give the men a little more variety in their food would be a good idea. And clean sheets at least once a week in the infirmary. No wonder the men get ugly.
You think the men had anything to do with this mess? Deliberately, I mean?
I don't know. I'd be blaming them if they had. And more ointment, Doctor, and your friend will be as good as new. No, I don't think our boys would pull a stunt like that. Fire started in the storage rooms under the rope factory. I warned Mr. Warden not to stuff inflammables on the second story. And now look, two rows of cots, injured men, some dead, others dying. It doesn't make sense.
Do you know a prisoner by the name of Max Sanders?
Yes, I do. Right, chap. Nobody's fool. He's the one who asked permission last week for a committee to see the warden.
Mm-hmm.
Asked for a little better food and more of it. All very respectful and above board.
What did the warden say to that?
Oh, hit the ceiling. Told them to clear out. Quit beefing, as he put it. Took down their names. Sanders, Cheney, Reed Larson. But he's got it in for those boys. Might be a good cover-up for the governor for his own mistake.
My dear Dr. Tracy, for that choice bit of information. I'll remember it.
I won't get you anywhere, my friend. What do you think I've been trying to do for the last 5 years? There, young lady's coming around nicely.
I'll give her a whiff of this ammonia, if you say so, Dr. Tracy.
Go ahead. There's no smoke poisoning there. And use your own judgment on these other cases, Simpson. Don't ask me. I got my hands full.
Thanks.
I'll be down at the end of the hall if you need any supplies. There's boiling water in the kitchen. Make yourself at home, Dr. Benson.
Thanks, Doctor. Sorry about Mrs. Sanders here. I shouldn't have brought you.
No, of course not. Don't mean to boil you out, but women in a place like this and at such a time, well, it's just in the way. Whole flock of them over in the guards' quarters, weeping and wailing. We're glad, but we're doing all we can. I'll see you in a little while after that.
Yes, yes. Mary. Here. Take a deep breath of it. That's it. Easy, Mary. Easy now. Lie back. No, 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 no. You can't get up now.
Max, where is it, darling? What? How did you get here?
I brought you back, Mary. You were running into the fire. I almost didn't get you.
But, Max, have they found him? Where is he?
They haven't found him. Not yet, Mary, but well, I still have plenty of some rest.
Oh, I remember now. I heard you calling. Your arms were around me and everything went dark.
Mary, I must tell you, I had to do it.
Do what, then?
You see, you were hysterical. A blazing beam was about to fall on you, so I had to slap you very hard because, well, I couldn't have carried you back otherwise. Honestly, Mary, I wouldn't have done it unless...
How could you think for a moment that I'd be angry with you? Oh, I'm such a fool, John. My rashness might have cost your life, too. And you saved me, John, and now somehow I know Max is alive. I'm sure of it.
Of course, Mary, of course.
I'm sure of it, John, because whatever the power is that's above us, it wouldn't have spared me to face the world without Max. I couldn't do without my husband.
Yes, Mary. Max will come back to you soon. And all this is just a memory.
Max and John. And I love you both. Do you love me?
Yes, Mary. We do. I've not been one to say much. You know that.
No, you don't have to say anything. I know that's in your heart. And I can help you now because I'm not afraid anymore. I know. I'm sure that Max will come back to me.
I feel that way too, Mary. Careful now, careful. Watch that arm.
Oh, nothing, John Wheeler. Here, give me a hand. There. I can get up now.
Mary, you shouldn't.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll be all right. Just let me get my breath. There now, you see?
Mary, I take my hat off to him.
Well, you just keep your hat on, Dr. Benson. We have work to do.
Hello, Mrs. Sanders. How do you feel now?
Oh, a little shaky, Doctor, but otherwise all right.
Fine, fine. We stayed all four through us quickly.
Mrs. Sanders wants to help us out, Dr. Tracy. Think you can use her?
Not in here. We've got trained nurses from every disaster squad in this part of the state. Plenty of help.
Well, I thought perhaps...
I'll do anything, Dr.
Tracy. Well, I admire your spunk. Tell you what, you go along with the nurses. We'll give you a blood test and type you, just in case we need a donor later.
Is that all I can do?
Hmm, you really mean that, don't you? Well, after the nurse has typed your blood, you'll do a good job as he'll type your blood. You'll do a good job as he'll type your blood. You'll do a good job as he'll type your blood. You'll do a good job as he'll go over to the guard quarters. The roll of the guard quarters. The roll of the guard quarters. The wives and several of the prisoners got in through the outer gate with a fire starter. You go over and try to calm them down. They're carrying on at a great rate.
Oh, Dr. Tracy.
Don't get me wrong, Mrs. Sanders. I know what they're going through. I got a wife and kids myself. But they can't help us or their men by letting themselves go.
I understand, Doctor. Maybe when I talk to you.
Sure, that's a good. Let him talk to you. Let him pray. I'm a hard-boiled old M.D., but I believe in prayer, absolutely.
Well, I'll do what I can.
Fine, fine. Now run along with the nurse and keep the chin up.
Well, don't worry. I'll be all right. And call me if you need me, John.
You bet, Mary.
Fine woman, Dr. Benson. Fine. I'm sure I'd like to see that man and her show up safe and sound.
Yes, yeah, she's a fine woman, Doctor. She's got through a lot these last few weeks. But she's got courage.
She'll need it.
I know. What's that, Dr. Tracy?
Bad news, Dr. Benson. I won't mince words with you.
They found Max Sanders dead?
No, they haven't found him at all yet.
Then what do you...
Just talk to our delightful friend, the warden. Because as soon as Max Sanders is found, he intends to prefer charges against him. Claims Max Sanders and Cheney set fire to the prison.
Tragedy threatens the happiness of brave Mary Southern once again. We believe that Max and Cheney really set fire to state prison. How can we believe that of Max Sanders?